Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Well, welcome to Fellowship Talks today. It is good to be with you. I'm Dan Schaefer, and this is Fellowship Talks, Fellowship Bible Church's podcast, and we are one church in several locations throughout Central Arkansas. We have a campus in Cabot, a campus in Midtown, a campus in Benton. We have the Espanol campus on the Little Rock campus, and of course, we have the Little Rock campus. But Amy, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I'm excited to be here and excited about this conversation today.
We have a good conversation set up today. It's going to be a little bit different than what we usually have, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, these, as we've done several podcasts now, these where we get to interview some of our missions partners have really been fun. I've enjoyed just getting to know the mission partners that we support as a church and hearing their stories and knowing new ways that we can be praying for them and coming alongside their work.
Absolutely. So this podcast, we're going to be talking with missions partners from Argentina, from a church named Tiempo de Dios. And we're sitting here with Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
And Clelia, his wife.
Hi, I'm Clelia. It's so nice to be here.
And podcast listeners, this is going to be a little bit of a different podcast because we don't all speak the same language sitting here. Clelia can speak a little bit of English,
yep.
And Chris doesn't speak so much.
Very nada.
Almost nothing.
So we also have Alfredo, one of our staff here sitting with. Alfredo,
yes.
How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing great. It's good to be here too.
So Alfredo is going to sit with us and help translate back and forth as needed through our conversation today. But our hope really is for you, for our church, just to get to know Chris and Clelia and the ministry that's going on in their church in Argentina a little bit more. So it might be a little bit different. It might feel a little bit different as we have to pause for translation, but we're just going to have fun with it and go with it.
That's right. Yeah.
So first of all, Chris and Clelia, it's great to have you sitting with us here in Arkansas. Just a visit with us, and so we get to learn more about what's going on at your church.
Thank you.
Yeah, can we start with the name?
Okay.
Since I don't speak Spanish, what does the name of your church, Tiempo de Dios?
Tiempo de Dios.
Okay, you say it much prettier than I say it.
And that translates into English as?
Time of God.
Time of God. Good. It's a good thing I didn't guess because I was dumping. I was going to guess Temple of God, so Time of God.
Yeah.
Good, good. And you guys aren't the lead pastors at that church, right?
Yeah, we are part of the team that's leader in the church.
Okay.
With the headmaster, he is Marcelo Centineo, and we are helping him.
So what are your roles then at the church? What are you responsible for?
Well, I'm working with women. We have a ministry for women. So I'm involved in that and in teaching.
Okay. And Chris, what about you? What is your role in the church?
Yo estoy encargado del grupo de alabanza, worship, y también estoy en el área de multimedia.
I got worship.
Yeah.
Help us out, Alfredo.
Yeah, so he said I'm involved in as a, I'm the worship pastor. And also, I'm involved as leading the multimedia team of the church.
Oh, awesome. That's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah. So, how long have you guys served with the church?
I would say that in Spanish. nosotros vivimos hace 4 años en Merlo, San Luis, que es donde está la iglesia Tiempo de Dios.
We have been living in Merlo, Argentina, where the church Time of God is for 4 years.
Originalmente somos de Buenos Aires, que es la capital de Argentina.
But we originally are from Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina.
Y el Señor nos llevó a Merlo hace 4 años, así que hace 4 años estamos trabajando en la iglesia.
And God brought us to Merlo just for working in the church, so 4 years ago.
That's great. That's great. So I want to point out that in our missions guidebook, the Fellowship Missions Guidebook, you can see and learn more about this church on page 64. The title is Marcelo and Guadalupe.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are the lead pastors, and you can read more about our about this church here. And Chris and Clelia serve as a part of that team. And Chris, you're not full-time at the church, right? You're bivocational pastor. Can you explain to us a little bit else what you do?
Chris, tú no eres staff a tiempo completo, tú eres bivocacional, sirves en el ministerio, pero también trabajas, ¿verdad? Entonces, ¿cómo eso funciona en tu vida ministerial?
Cada vez la iglesia nos exige más tiempo y el Señor nos permitió tener un resort en Merlo, y eso también nos da tiempo para ocuparnos en la tarea de la iglesia. Así que lo podemos llevar bien.
So God gave us the privilege and the blessing to own our own resort, a small resort. So we have time that we can manage in order to be more involved in the ministry and serve God in a better way.
That's really good. That sounds like a ministry I want to be a part of.
Eso suena como un ministerio del cual yo quiero ser parte, de ese resort.
Can you guys explain a little bit of your call from Buenos Aires to come be a part of this church?
Yeah.
¿Pueden explicarnos un poquito del llamado de Dios, de cómo eso se dio en llamarlos de Buenos Aires a Merlo?
Bueno, fue parecido a la historia de Abraham.
It was kind of Abraham's story.
Dios nos fue abriendo puertas para ir a Merlo y cerrando otras en Buenos Aires.
God started opening doors in Merlo and closing some other doors in Buenos Aires.
Pero nunca nos dijo el porqué.
But we were never really clear why that was going on at that moment.
Y a medida que nos involucramos más en el servicio en la iglesia, vemos como Dios quería que nosotros estuviéramos ahí como familia.
And as we started getting involved more as a family in Tiempo de Dios, we realized this was the reason why God was doing that in our way. So we were part of this church.
So can you tell us a little bit more about just what the spiritual climate is in Argentina and how you're seeing God move there?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, específicamente en Merlo, la población es mitad católica.
Specifically in Merlo, half of the people are identified as Catholics.
Y la otra mitad, como en Nueva Era y en energía positiva, en contacto con la naturaleza.
A lot of influence from New Age and pantheism and nature and stuff like that.
Witchcraft or?
Yeah.
Entonces,
mucha gente se considera cristiana, como que cree en Dios, pero en realidad no lo son.
And a lot of people, because of that weird influence, identify themselves as believers in God, but they're obviously they're not.
Estadísticamente, solo el 2% de la población asiste a una iglesia cristiana.
And the numbers say that only 2% of Merlo go to a Christian church.
Wow. How many people in Merlo?
How many people? Sorry, I'm trying. ¿Cuántas personas hay en Merlo?
Más o menos 35,000 personas. It's a small town.
Okay. Around 35,000 people, small town.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to clarify, because even at reading this book, the fellowship guidebook for our missions partners, Merlo is your city. Did I say that right, Merlo?
It's yes. Okay.
Merlo.
Merlo, yeah. All right. Merlo. And San Luis?
San Luis.
Is what is San Luis?
We
in
say
that?
Provincia. It's a state.
Province.
State.
Okay.
State.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then Argentina obviously is a country. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. As you see in your church, Tiempo de Dios, the witchcraft and the Roman Catholic hold in your city and in your area, how does that challenge ministry in your church specifically? Mm-hmm.
Pensando, Chris, en esos retos que Tiempo de Dios tiene en tanto la influencia del catolicismo como el oscurantismo o todo lo raro que tiene que ver con tal vez a veces brujería o nueva era, ¿cómo eso levanta retos para la iglesia?
Estamos trabajando persona a persona. Estamos tratando de acercarnos a través de la escuela bíblica, saliendo a las calles. Nosotros salimos como iglesia. Es una posibilidad que tenemos todavía en Argentina. Es algo que quizás en otros países ya casi no se ve, pero nosotros tenemos la posibilidad de salir, evangelizar en las plazas, evangelizar en las escuelas, evangelizar en los hospitales, en los asilos de ancianos. Es una tarea prácticamente día tras día y persona a persona.
So our focus is mainly person to person because of all that background in the mind of people. So we're trying to approach them, go into the open space or public spaces, which is an option that we still have in Argentina. As I know that in other countries, they have lost that opportunity of freedom of speech or speaking about Christ really open. But we really do like go to the hospitals or go to the parks or go to all these places, but mainly trying to focus in establishing personal relationships, individual relationships with the people.
That's really good. That's good. And that's a heartbeat of our church here, right? Even what we're seeing at Fellowship is going after the one, establishing person-to-person relationships and letting our faith be real person-to-person.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know how our listeners feel right now, but I love hearing you all speak in Spanish and just knowing that we're speaking about the same great God. And that's just, it's amazing that we get to sit around this table together and share in this way.
So. However, Chris, you are testing Alfredo's memory.
Yes. Está probando mi memoria.
It's good.
Yeah. So Marcelo and Guadalupe started this church about 17 years ago. Is that right?
12 years ago.
About 12 years ago.
14 years ago.
Okay. All right. And they've been praying and working in this church for a long time. What are some of their prayers for this church?
¿Cuáles fueron algunas de las oraciones que Marcelo y Guadalupe han tenido por años y que Dios ha ido ya sea contestando?
La mayor parte del tiempo es poder ser de influencia. Estamos nosotros ubicados en un lugar central del país, pero muy como alejado del resto de grandes ciudades.
In a sense, one of our prayers is like kind of like make a long impact and a strong impact in society. We are in the center of our country. At the same time, we're kind of far away from the main cities.
Entonces, en un punto, eso como nos hace sentir olvidados por otros. Mm.
So in a sense that it kind of feel like lonely from other cities.
Pero no olvidados por Dios.
But not forgotten from God.
Entonces, esa fue una de las oraciones, el poder nosotros recibir y dar ayuda a nuestros alrededores.
And that was one of our prayers to as we receive the grace of God and a lot of his blessing, that we could also be blessing to all our surroundings.
Elisa shared with us that Elisa is our global missions pastor, and she had shared with us that you all have a heart for planting churches as well. Where are you in that process with planting churches?
Estamos en el proceso de plantaciones de iglesias en este momento cercanas, no tan lejos.
Right now we are we started the process with churches that are not that far from our church, but are, you know, maybe 20 minutes from where we are.
Y después de la visita que tuvimos del team de Fellowship el año pasado, el Señor enseguida empezó a abrir puertas. Fue algo increíble. Y la primera plantación de iglesia es en Las Chacras. Las Chacras es un lugar a unos 20 minutos. Luego estamos trabajando en La Paz y luego en La Ramada.
So after the visit from Fellowship last year, after we received you guys, God has immediately started opening doors, and we were able to plant the first church in a place named Las Chacras, and then after that La Paz, and after that La Ramada.
Wow! So three church plants.
Yes.
In the last year.
During this year.
Is the work to share the gospel? Is this a quick, easy work, or is this a long process, a marathon?
el compartir el evangelio en el lugar donde están es una algo que viene más natural o se tiene que trabajar bastante con la gente antes de compartir o ya están abiertos a recibir?
Porque han habido otros testimonios antes que no fueron muy buenos.
Because of testimonies before that were not very good to the people.
Tenemos como que reconstruir la imagen.
We have to kind of rebuild that image.
Y por eso es que estamos enfocados en trabajar persona a persona. Que nos conozcan.
And that's why we have to work personal because they have to know us so we can pass that view they have of past experiences.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you guys here with us. We're so thankful that you guys took time to come into Central Arkansas to share with Fellowship a little bit more about what God is doing in Argentina. It's good for us. Because it helps us see God as a global God and that he cares about each corner of the world and not just Central Arkansas. Because you guys can identify just as well as we can that when you live somewhere, you start to think that God's focused on just that area. Mm-hmm. But he wants to invest in the whole world. He wants all people of all nations to know his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so thank you guys for coming. I know that you guys have given up a little bit to come. Do you guys have any family at home?
Yeah, we have two kids. Brenda, she's 16, and Facundo, he's 13.
And they stayed back in Argentina?
Yeah.
How long has your U.S. trip been?
Just a few days, but we have a long trip. So we are going to stay almost 20 days.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. And you're headed back to Argentina when?
On 23
May. May 23. Well, thank you guys for being here with us. Alfredo, thanks for translating for us.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's great to get to know you more.
That's right.
Amy, this is really great.
It was. Yes. I really enjoyed just hearing what God is doing in Argentina and through his people there. And it's so great to meet you guys.
And even though while you and I speak English, we have many in our church who speak Spanish and English.
That's
or
right.
Just Spanish.
Yes.
And this podcast will be really good for a lot of our listeners we have a lot of Hispanic in our church through Fellowship Español, but then also who just attend the La Rock campus or the other campuses as well. So, guys, this was a good conversation. Thanks for being with us. We hope to share more conversations with missions partners as missions partners come into Fellowship to share a little bit about what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for his glory at home and across the world.